Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight. We've had them on before with their great shows, and they have another summer theater coming up called No Way to Treat a Lady. It's going to be running July 20th through the 30th. And we're privileged to have at the Canterbury Theater, by the way, in Michigan City, we have Ray Scott Crawford, who is the artistic director, the associate artistic director, David Graham, and the director, Laurie Labor. And we're going to talk about the show. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Welcome, everyone. Aloha.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, I think we'll first ask either Ray Scott or David how you chose the show briefly, and then we'll ask Laurie about what the show's about.
I'll let David tell you about choosing the show. He's instrumental in that.
Okay, well, I tear up a bunch of names and put them in a hat. No. what happened, when we choose shows, it's a very, Ray Scott and I, it's a very thoughtful process. And we have to take into account, you know, our piece of material, its artistic and commercial appeal, as well as whether or not we have the budget, the facility to handle it, whether or not our audiences we feel might like it or not. And so we stumbled on this. Actually, we've been looking at it for a few years and thought it would be sounded like a really interesting interesting show that would really fit in with the kind of things that we do. And so, you know, listened to the cast album and, you know, researched its background and thought, yeah, let's give it a whirl. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Ray Scott, anything to add on that?
Well, I think we always have to consider our company and the limitations. Our model has been for the past, you know, 10 years or so is 5-6 people max. And this one has 4 people in it. But, you know, you have those limitations. There's only so many shows that would fit into that formula. And we were very fortunate that this is one of those shows.
Very good. Well, move on to the director. Now, the cast is already in place. Laurie, you have to kind of deal with that. So you're the director for this show. Tell us a little bit about the show and about the characters, which is only a 4-character show.
Absolutely. So No Way to Treat a Lady is about a serial killer and the detective that is hunting him down. And through this process, they create kind of a weird friendship as the serial killer is wanting recognition in New York Times and is wanting this audience, basically. And within the show, there are several characters that are murder victims. There's also the detective's mother, the serial killer's mother, who is a ghost, and the serial killer is a theater artist, so every time he commits a murder, there's new accents and whole new mannerisms that I think are going to be really fun. I'm really excited to work on those. And yeah, it's 1970s summer New York City.
So that's the period. And the show, I think, was debuted off-Broadway in like the 1990s, if I remember correctly, and everything. Now, you obviously you work with a music director and everything. Tell us your process. Do you know they learn the music and then you work with how you're going to stage it with the music? Tell us about that whole process.
Yeah, so the rehearsal process is only about 2 weeks, and that's the same for the whole summer. Every show has about 2 weeks to rehearse. So some rehearsals are purely for acting, some are purely for music, and we just kind of flip-flop and adjust as needed to make sure that our show is going to be show-ready in those 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, that's something. And
it's intense.
Because you have 4 people, but you have multiple characters. I mean, it's like a separate person for each of those characters, but it's just one person.
And on top of that, the actors are doing another show at night for a lot of the days of rehearsal. So they're rehearsing all day and then performing an entirely different show that they have to still keep in their mind. It's definitely an intense process.
Yeah. Well, welcome to repertory theater. That's what it's all about. You're doing one and everything like that. Hannah is involved with the show too. She is a stage manager and wears actually multiple hats. As you're coming up in this, how easy is that for you to do? Stage managing is a really tough thing, but tell us about how it's going, Hannah.
So it's honestly been like, I think, you know, maybe at other places it could have been much more difficult to, you know, have, you know, like 2 or 3 hats to wear. But I've been really fortunate that it's not been too difficult for me to stage manage and still have to worry about props for shows and then also now take on responsibilities as assistant company manager, especially because with the tech crew that we do have around and the actors that might have other tech responsibilities, that there are always people willing to help our stage manager for the other shows. Anytime I needed a prop for the show I was stage managing that I couldn't run and get, they were always right there to go run down and grab it for me, help out. it's been a good process to learn how to juggle important responsibilities all at once.
Very good. Well, real quick, and I'm going to beat this back to Ray Scott or David. This is your closer for the season. Are you starting to look for what's coming up next season? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I want to say that it's our final company, resident company show for the season, but we actually have one more. It's Sylvia.
Right.
And that is a comedy that is the fifth show of our summer. And I bring that up from Bossier Parish Community College. We won't talk about next year's shows for a little while yet. We'll take a breather and then worry about that, you know, in the fall, probably.
Very good. Well, one of you want to pick up, we're about ready to wrap it up here. Give us the show, times, dates, everything like that, how to contact you, everything, so we can get that for our audience to get them out. This is, by the way, your opening night when this is airing, so break a leg.
Thank you.
No Way to Treat a Lady is playing at the Canterbury Summer Theater, located 807 Franklin. Our phone number is 219-874-4269. You can look for us online at canterburytheater.org or find us on the Facebook at Canterbury Summer Theater. I think those are all the, if you have any questions, you can email us at info@canterburytheater.org.
Well, we'd like to thank you all for being on Art of the Year Spotlight Canterbury Theater and their upcoming production that's opening tonight, No Way to Treat a Lady. Thank you so much for coming on Art of the Year Spotlight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Every major paper is in my favor. There is victory to savor. If only for the Times. There it lies across the floor here. I sit afraid to move since they buried me last week on page 11. They ignore me every time, so I know.